Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless, but so is great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
Good evening, my beautiful people. You're locked into Love Storm with Jerry on Radio Africana. I'm coming to you live and direct from the heart of Salford in Manchester, England. And I hope you've all had a fantastic Wednesday and you're ready to dive deep into matters of the heart. Because tonight, as always, we're stirring the pot. I'm shaking the table, as always, and I'm asking you the million-dollar question. And you know, if you want to be a part of the show, the number to text is 0744-881-1570. Is 0744-881-1570. And if you're outside of England, do remember to add the plus 44 before you add the other numbers. So that would be plus 44-744-881-1570. This is Love Storm, the show where we talk about love, relationships, and everything between. And of course, as always, I'm your host with the most, Jerry. Okay, tonight, oh, I was expecting a drum roll there. Like, I hope you're giving me that drum roll right from your house. I'm just imagining I can hear it. Jerry. Okay, I'm going to go to the question of the day. Turn the roll, please. Okay, so tonight we're talking about the glue. I know you're wondering what that is. I'll explain. What is the very essence that holds a relationship? Oh, I love you, my listeners. I just actually received a text message. It's drum rolls. Thanks, Toby, for sending me that. Whoop. I love it when my listeners are engaged. Yeah, thank you. Okay, back to the question of the night. What is the essence that holds a relationship together? What's that thing that you think makes a relationship last through thick and thin, through the sunny days and the stormy nights? Oh, thank you, Bulla from Manchester, and thank you, Tammy. I'm getting lots of drum rolls tonight. Whoop. Thank you, my lovely listeners. Okay, so I'm going to take the question again. What is the glue? What's the essence of a relationship? What's that one thing that holds a relationship together that makes it last through thick and thin, through the sunny days, the stormy nights? And I've got five contenders in the ring tonight. Whoop. And I also want to hear from you, my lovely listeners, which one you think is the ultimate champion. And number one, I've got loyalty. Is it loyalty? Number two on my list, I've got wealth. The mullah, the money, whichever way you call it. Ego, money, kudi, or what? I'm saying it in all languages so that you get the gist. That's number two. I know, I can already feel the ladies laugh at that number two, because number two is almost the ultimate champion. Okay, is it the sizzle in the bedroom, aka XEX? Is it the way they say it's to a man's heart, that's good food? Or is it that foundational pillar, the boring one, respect? You know, the one that's been overused. Okay, now I know what some of you are thinking. Jerry, why choose? Why can't we have all five? Yes, in an ideal world, absolutely, why not? We want the full buffet, but let's be real. Sometimes you can't get all of it. One of this always takes precedence over others. Sometimes one of this is also a non-negotiable for some of us. So let's break them down again, shall we? So first up is loyalty, aka the ride or die, the one who sticks by you when everyone else has packed up and left. Is that the this is like the commitment when they say, oh yeah, I trust this person knows me, they've got my back, they're truly the one that makes this relationship stand the test of time, they're really willing to go Bonnie and Clyde with me? Or can it be that you're loyal but still miserable, like in that other room, you know what I mean? Yeah, that person can be loyal and then lacks the basic skills in the other room. Who can be loyal and then be what Nigerians call arada, you know, like really stingy, doesn't let go of money quickly, you know? Or she can be the 10 over 10 and also lack the culinary skills. She can't whip up a good meal. Or they can have all this and not be loyal. And then we have the father of them all. Well, money. Now, before you start shouting at your radios, let's be honest. Money can ease a lot of pressures. Like, think about it. All your bills. Do you pay your bills in loyalty? Or do you pay with a good meal? Of course you don't. Yeah. You money, it's even the Bible, I know I'm going Christian now, says money answereth all things. Yep, it can provide comfort, opportunities. Let's face it, fewer arguments about bills, because what causes majority of the arguments that couples have is money. So does a comfortable financial standing remove enough stress to allow love to truly flourish and last? Or does money just like cover up the cracks, like you just use money to cover up the cracks? And we've got the spicy one. I know men, I think it's men that are going to be more interested in this one, you know, the intimacy, the passion, the physical connection, the spark in the bedroom, you know, you doing all the skills, doing all the athletics in the room. Does that keep the flame alive? Does that keep you coming back for more? Like, you men, I'm addressing you guys now. Like, does all the bedmatics keep you coming back for more? Or is it just a temporary thrill that fades, you know, like after you leave the bedroom, then it's like you're leaving everything behind, you've forgotten what just happened in 3 minutes. You know what I'm talking about? It depends on how long it usually happens for you. Yeah, does it end after the 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 3 minutes? Or does it actually make the relationship last longer? Like, when you think about it, you're like, damn, I'm pinned here, I'm not moving anywhere, because she's got skills and that's all that does it for me. I don't care if she's disloyal, I don't care if she can't cook, I don't care if she hasn't got money. But the fact that she can do this, that's it. Next up, we've got food for the foodies in the house like me. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Okay. My people, you know we all love a good food, a good plate of jollof rice, pounded yam with proper egusi soup, or, you know, that barbecue fish and plantain. Oh my goodness. They say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. So I'm kind of going to be directing this to the men. Because women, we would rather eat out. Oh, I think a woman would rather have money, because if she has the money, then she can go out for a meal. But men like homemade food. So does sharing a delicious meal from the comfort of your home, you know, that cooked goodness like mom's cooking, and the joy of breaking bread together, does it truly solidify your relationship for the long haul? I'm gonna hold the top there. You know what to do. The number to text in is 0744 881 1570. I want to be flooded with messages tonight, because I know this is an exciting topic. I want you to share your opinion. Tell me what you think about it. I want to see it from your perspective, because this is something that is really puzzling. I really want to be able to crack the code, understand what's the secret behind a long-lasting relationship. Who knows? You just might be saving someone's relationship out there. There might be a couple struggling out there, wondering, how do I make this work? So share your gems. Let's see. Not gems. Like, share your gems. Share your ideas. Let's see the take home for tonight, because every Wednesday when I come here, I learn something new. So today I want to learn loads and loads of new stuff. So the number to text is 0744 881 1570. I'll go on a short music break just so that you can grab your phone and text in, and when I come back, we're talking about the glue that holds a relationship. Is it loyalty? Is it wealth? Is it food? Is it, you know, activities of the other room? Yeah, let me know. Share your thoughts and do not touch that dial. I'll be back in a minute. Catch you soon.
Oh,
Listeners, it's still your girl Jerry, and you're still listening to Love Storm on Radio Africana. I'm here every Wednesday at 8. And if you are a new listener, if you're just joining in for the first time, I'm saying hello, lovely to have you here. I'm here every Wednesday, 8 to 9 p.m. And to be a part of the show, the number to text is 0744 881 1570. And building a family, the whole idea of this show is to talk about love, relationships and everything else, and the everything else is you. Yeah, you. I'm here because of you. Let's have that little banter every Wednesday. This is a safe space where we share our love experiences, we share them and we also learn from them. Tonight we're talking about the glue that holds relationships together, and we have five contenders. Whoop, whoop, whoop. The first on the list is loyalty. The second is wealth, aka moolah. The other one is food. The other one is like XEX, you know, intimacy. And the last one is respect. Yep, I went on a short music break and I have the first text for the night. The messages are already flooding in and I love my listeners for that. I love it. You're all fired up tonight and I want your honest opinions. I know all my listeners are honest and that's what we do here. We stay really, really transparent. Don't hold back. Don't hold your thoughts back. Text in your thoughts to 0744 881 1570. I want to know which of these five you believe is the absolute key to a lasting relationship. Loyalty, wealth, sex, good food and respect. And I have my first text from the for the night. This is from Chinadu all the way in Texas. And Chinadu has decided not to choose any of the five contenders. He says the biggest is trust. I don't think anybody heard me. Hi Chinadu, thanks for texting in. And of course, yeah, trust. How did I forget that? Yeah, that's a good one. Trust is a big one. Would I say trust sort of falls under the same category as loyalty? Because when they're loyal to you, they sort of build that trust. Because, you know, this person has always got me. And then that sort of builds your trust. So I think they go in tandem. Yeah, but that's a good shout. Trust. Yep. Yeah, thanks for that one. And of course, we can hear you here. Don't say nobody. You're here. We're hearing you loud and clear all the way from Manchester. Sending you lots of hugs all the way from Manchester to you in Texas. All right, okay. I love it that the more messages are coming in. Another one is from Big Man. Okay, I see you, Big Man. He says, hi, this is Big Man from London. Jerry, it's got to be loyalty. Okay, I think we're having a team here. Men are going for loyalty. I would have sworn men would have gone with food. But look at men talking about loyalty. I hope you guys are loyal. It's not just shouting trust and loyalty. I hope you're serving the same thing. Okay. It says, Jerry, it's got to be loyalty. My ex had all the money in the world, but no loyalty. ended up with nothing but heartache. Loyalty over everything. Hashtag Queen Loyalty. I feel you, big man. I feel you, yeah. I'm also team loyalty. I'd say I'm a bit greedy though. Like a combination of all of them. Well, yeah, I see you and I hear you as well. Thanks for sending that in. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Okay, we're taking something from this this particular topic tonight. The first one is trust. The second one is loyalty. Okay, I have another message as well. This one says, hi, this is Queen B. Okay, hello, Queen B. It says, sis, respectfully, it is wealth. Okay, things you live to see. I'm with you on this one, Queen B. When money is tight, everything is tight. Oh, Queen B came with the flow. When money is tight, everything is tight. A comfortable life allows you to focus on love, not bills. Don't let anyone lie to you. Hey! You see, my listener say as it is, she said, it is wealth. Money, goody, ego. Money makes the world go round. Yep, 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 yep. I'm sure my listeners are like, what's wrong with you? Trust me, when money is tight, everything is tight. But it also takes, if there is a lack of money, it's that's when loyalty and trust start to kick in. But when there's money, you just sort of think everything is going Gucci because there's money. Okay, okay. I hear you. I'm gonna go on a short music break, but before I go, if you're just tuning in, this is Love's Done with Jerry, and tonight we're talking about the glue that holds the relationship together. And we've got five contenders. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Number one is loyalty. Number two, and just to say that loyalty is already taking the lead. Number one is loyalty. Number two is wealth. Three, food. And there's sex and respect. Okay, okay, okay. Remember, the number to text is 0744881570. I've got this cheeky smile on my face because the phone lines are going off. I'm going to take just this short music break. Honestly, it's just going to be really, really short. And when I come back, I'm going to be going back to the phone lines, and the messages coming in are pretty hilarious, so you just don't want to touch that dial. The only place you're allowed to go to is to get yourself a drink, or probably charge your phone, or get your phone just so that you can text in. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Together near the ocean shore, hand
Hello, 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 lovely listeners. This is still your girl, Jerry, and this is Love's Done with Jerry, here every Wednesday at 8 on Radio Africana. Have you downloaded the Radio Africana app, by the way? Do you know we've got our own app? If you're using Android, you can find it on the Play Store. And if you are an iPhone user, just go to your app store. We're also an Amazon store. Just go there and download the app. That's the easiest way to tune into Radio Africana. And if you like it the good old way, just go on www.radioafricana.com. Also, if you're a business owner or you render services and you want to reach lots of customers across the globe in one place, then this is the show for you. You can see we're already a family and we're building a movement. So if you want to be part of the movement, then find us on Instagram or text me on 0744-881-1570 and say you want to advertise with Jerry on the Love's Done, and we'll be more than happy to discuss and tell you what we can offer you. So I'm going back to tonight's topic. We are talking about the glue that holds relationships together. We've got five contenders. Loyalty, which is taking the lead, is number one. Yep. We've got two, which is wealth, that's money. Number three, we've got food. Number four, sex. And number five, respect. I'm surprised nobody has mentioned respect. Okay, we'll see how it goes during the course of the night. And I'm going back to the phone lines. I've got Bulla from Manchester. She says, loyalty and wealth are number one. Others will follow. Who else is listening to me? Are you all listening to Bulla? She says, loyalty and wealth, they're number one. And we've also got Toby from Manchester. She says, she said, the more the money, the more I'll be loyal. In fact, you buy me immediately. Then Bulla's got another one. She says, lack of money is the root of most problems. Yeah, I totally agree. You know, yeah, it's hard to love without money. And so without money, not by one person giving to the other person, is when both of you are in a place of lack, it's very difficult to pay attention to yourselves. How much more love when there's no money, because you're struggling and fighting harder to save yourself before you can then think of showing affection. It does take a lot, and when I mean a lot of emotional intelligence to push through a relationship when there is lack. So yeah, I totally understand where you guys are coming from. Toby again says, 99% of men will cheat on you. I'd rather cry in my Bugatti respectfully. Get. He's getting hurt in here. Okay, we've got another texter. Nick says, more money, more problem. Loyalty, in my opinion, is the glue to a lasting relationship, unless you do not care for that relationship. Yeah, real talk, loyalty, that's why it's number one on that list. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty again. Loyalty is the only one that I had to say three times, because what's money without loyalty? Because if you really have to like struggle for a man's attention, then, or a woman's attention, let's not be one-sided. If you have to struggle for the other person's attention, then is it worth it in the end, regardless of how much money they're willing to offer? That's another food for thought there. So if you're going for money, do you just want money alone, or would you want it to be like a mashup of but money, wealth, and any other of the contenders we've got here? I'm still on the phone lines. If you're only tuning in, where have you been? We start the show at 8, and today I have another juicy topic which you have missed, or you've already missed 30 minutes of it. But yeah, I'm still happy to have you here. Better late than never. Tonight, for the latecomers, we're talking about the glue that holds or binds relationship together. And I've got five contenders. I've got loyalty is number one. It's taking the lead. Even my listeners, do you agree with that? And I've got number two, money. Number three, you've got food. Number four, sex. Number five, respect. I'm surprised nobody is putting some respect on my name tonight. Why is nobody saying respect? Okay, I'm still waiting for you. If you want to text in, number to text is 0744 881 1570, and I have got more messages as well. I've got this one says, hi, this is Smooth Operator from South London. Hello, Smooth Operator. Lovely to have you. Says Jerry, you know the answer. The fire in the bedroom. If that's not there, trust me, the relationship won't last. That's the main glue. I see why you're called Smooth Operator. You chose the perfect name. You see, Team Bedroom have entered the building. Who else is in support? I'm actually taking scores, you know. I'm counting so that I would know who is taking the lead. We've got five for loyalty, four for wealth. Nobody said food yet. Oh, Team Bedroom just got one. Okay. It's a close one between loyalty and wealth. Okay, this is Mama M from Manchester. She says, hi Jerry, good food my dear. A well-fed partner is a happy partner. My husband and I have been together for 20 years and it's all thanks to my cooking. Nothing beats a home-cooked meal. Team food in the house. Okie dokie. So it's one for food, one for bedmatics, five for loyalty, four for wealth. Okay, it's getting really, really hot in here tonight. Yay! I'm loving it. This is a really juicy topic and I'm learning. So people love loyalty, and then most of the females. So okay, yeah, let me break the stats down so it's like pretty transparent. So three men say loyalty, two women team loyalty, we've got wealth, four women food, one woman bedmatics, one male. Okay, so women love wealth, loyalty, men are going for loyalty. Just so you know, let me make it known, this stat is just based off tonight's show. This is not a clear representation of whatever. It is just based off listeners that have texted in tonight. So if you want the stats to be balanced, why don't you vote? Send your votes in. That's the only way I can have a clear statistic so that when I'm gathering my stats at the end of the show, I'll know that I have a slightly balanced view of how people find whatever it is that holds their relationship together. Okay, so I'm going to take one more message. We'll go on a short music break, and when we come back, I want to take more of your messages. The number to text is 0744 881 1570. It's the Love Stone with Jerry, and tonight we're talking about the glue that holds or binds relationships together. And the five contenders are loyalty, wealth, food, sex, respect. I'm gonna be back to Natasha Dahl. I'm coming back with more good music, and I'm going to be back before you know it. Do not touch that dial. Don't go nowhere.
Sorry. Gone by and still like, forgive me, forgive me. But you can say, baby, baby, can I hold you tonight? At the right time, you'd be mine. I love you. It's all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like I love you, I love you. But you can say, baby,
your girl Jerry, you're still listening to Love Storm on Radio Africana, and tonight has been pretty exciting. I've just been giggling at the messages that came in whilst the music was on. So tonight we're talking about the glue that binds relationships, and we have five contenders: loyalty, wealth, food, Pedmatics, that's XEX, and respect. The number to text is 0744 881 1570. If you're only tuning in for the first time, I'm saying a big hello. This is how we do it every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in next week, same time, same station, and I'll have you giggling and learning at the same time. I'm going back to the phone lines. I've got Tammy from Manchester, and she says, I will go with Bedmatics. So we've got two for Bedmatics. We've still got five for loyalty. We've got four for wealth. We've got one food. No respect. Like, you guys don't have respect for respect. Like, really? Okay. Where are my African brothers at that go respect, respect, respect? Where you at? It's time to vote for respect. I've also got another one. This one says, hi, this is wise guy from Birmingham. Wise guy, let's see your wisdom. Let's hear you. He says, respect, Jerry. Okay, the brothers. Without it, none of the others matter. Okay, I can tell this is a proper wise man. You can be loyal, you can be rich, you can be great in bed and eat well, but if there's no mutual respect, it's a ticking time bomb. This is really a wise man. Okay, so we've got one for respect. Okay, he's representing the respect brothers. Dun, 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 dun. There's one for respect, and that's from wise man from Birmingham. Okay, yeah. It's only fair that we have someone that supports respect. Come on, come think of it. Yep, we need to have the mutual respect, because what is it if we do not respect each other? What are we doing if we can't even have that respect for each other? Imagine talking down on each other every day or yelling all the time. That would be a zoo and not a relationship. So yeah, I just stand with you on that one. We do need that mutual respect. I would want somebody to respect me as well. Yep. Okay, the lines are going, just ignore me. I'm just here grinning ear to ear. You need to see. I've had to like sort of filter some of the messages, you see, because of the time of the night that we're in. We've got T from Manchester. She said, finally, somebody said respect. I'm surprised most men haven't said that with their late colleague. Okay. With their little egos. Ouch. Ouch. Have men really got little egos? Men, you need, we need a comeback from that one. T, thanks for that. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I've got, this is from Sugar Daddy Goals. Okay. These aliases tonight, they're just cracking me up. Sugar Daddy Goals says, wealth, no doubt. Money solves problems, opens doors. A happy wife is a well-funded wife. Hey, a happy wife is a well-funded wife. That's a new spin to it. I thought it was a happy wife, a happy life. But this Sugar Daddy Girl says, a happy wife is a well-funded wife. Okay, okay, okay. I hear you. It's as simple as that. That's it. Sugar Daddy Girl drops the mic there. Says, a happy wife is a well-funded wife. So it takes a well-funded wife to be happy. Is that really the case? Oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to lose count on that one. So that's another one for wealth. So wealth is on five now, loyalty also on five. So these are the two biggest contenders of the night. Wealth and loyalty, they're on 5-5. Where my voters at? If you're just tuning in, we need to have a balanced perspective tonight. So I'll need you to send your votes in. We're talking about the glue that holds relationships together. In your opinion, what's the secret behind your lasting relationship? Is it loyalty? Is it wealth? Is it food? Is it sex? Is it respect? Let us know what you think so that we can balance this vote out. Yep, let's just iron things out tonight and say it as it is. What is that thing that keeps relationships going? The women have said it's wealth. We've got three men saying it is loyalty. Two women say it's loyalty as well. We've got two people say food. We've got two for sex and one for respect. So yeah, let's hear what you guys think. Okay, Caribbean Princess says, hi, Jerry is sex, sex, sex. Okay, okay. I heard you had to, it was so good you had to say it tries. Okay. It keeps the passion alive. That's what differentiates a partnership from a friendship. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise, gang gang. Okay, that's three for sex right now. Now sex is coming up, like, from number one, look at it going to number three now. So a lot of people agree, three people agree now, that sex keeps the relationship alive, because that's the only thing that differentiates a partnership from a friendship. Real talk, real talk, real talk. And they go again to say, don't let anyone tell you otherwise. To keep that passion alive is sex. So I'm going to be asking people that have said money, and people that have also said food, what keeps the passion alive for you? Is it the food that keeps the passion alive for you? Think about it. Is it the respect that keeps the passion alive for you? And for women that said money, is it money that keeps the passion alive for you? So when you're cold at night, do you wrap yourself up in money? Or when you're bored, do you just eat? Or like, let me know what keeps the fire burning for you. I just might be learning something new, you see. Oh, so yep, I'm still going back to the phone lines. And Bola again says, I feel there's loyalty. Where there's loyalty, there'll be respect, and vice versa. Yeah, loyalty, because yeah, you'd have to honestly respect someone to be loyal to them. You don't want to be loyal to someone you don't respect. So it takes respect. You have to respect them to a certain degree for you to start getting loyal to them. So yeah, I do agree with you. That's a good shout there. Oh, okay. The messages are only getting crazier and crazier. T from Manchester says, if you give me the money, the will come automatically. Okay. You guys go figure out what means, because I have to censor that because of the time of the night. But yeah, you need to know what that code is. If you give her money, the it's gonna be there. So think about that. Oh my goodness. Okay, still on the phone lines. Another texter says, loyalty, it's the foundation of trust. If you can't trust your partner, what do you even have? Everything else can be built on loyalty. And this is Tolu from Manchester. Thank you for that, Tolu. That is indeed true. Loyalty is the foundation of trust, because you have to be loyal before you can. But I'll say, yeah, it's a combination of both. I'll say trust first, because you have to trust them to be loyal to them. You don't want to be loyal to just any person if they haven't given you enough reason to trust them, because I'll have to follow your lead if I can trust you. So you shine, I'll trust you to shine the light, and then I can follow. Because if I don't trust you, then I'm not going to follow you, I'm afraid. But yeah, it does make sense. I think they go hand in hand, they go in tandem. So yeah, good shout there. So we've got another one for loyalty. So loyalty is taking the lead yet again with 6 points. Wealth is 5 points. We've got 2 for food, 3 for sex, and we've got only 1 for respect. I don't know where my respect brothers are. They think respect was going to be number one today. It's surprising to think that people just say respect online just to stir up controversy, because I would have honestly thought that respect would have been top on my list today. But yeah, that's why we're here. That's why I do this every day, just to open your eyes to see that things are never as they seem, because people can say one thing and actually mean another. And we've got another one, another message. It says, loyalty is it for me, because it determines the outcome of any meaningful relationship. Without loyalty, you can't get the good stuff that comes with a relationship, being wealth, bed matics, et al. Oh yeah, I didn't get your name, but yes, I totally agree with you. Loyalty. So that's another point for loyalty. Loyalty is taking a clear lead tonight. And I'm also team loyalty, because I need to know that I can sleep with my eyes closed. I don't want to be sleeping next to you and thinking, oh, is this person talking to several other people? Then it wouldn't make any sense to want to be with them if I can't trust you. So yeah, loyalty. I'll say that again. Okay, so I've got another person. Oh, okay, this one says, hi there, Jerry. I am team foodie. My partner and I bond over cooking and trying new restaurants. That's me as well. It's our happy place. Food is love. Oh yeah, I agree with you. Yep. I'm also team foodie. I'm the greedy one. I like a bit of everything. Yeah, so just a quick, I think that would be it. The voting lines have now closed for the night. The clear leader for tonight is loyalty, followed by wealth, then food and sex are on the same 3 points, and finally respect. So from the horse's mouth, that's from the mouth of you, my listeners, loyalty is the glue that holds the relationship. So without loyalty, this relationships would be non-existent because you need loyalty to keep it afloat. After loyalty, you have money because money answered all things. If you did want to go out for a meal, you would need money. If you did want to watch a movie, ego, you need a roof over your head. Owo, you need to do anything. Kudi. So yeah, that is so it's loyalty followed by wealth, then food and sex, and then lastly respect. As a parting word, I'll say please keep staying loyal to your partners, and also work harder, make all the money, just so that your love life is a tad bit easier for you to, and then you can also do anything that you want to do. And try to keep the flame on by making meals together, going out for a lovely meal, so that you can then have a great time doing the sex, and then try to respect your partner as well. It's been an amazing night with you as always, and this is how we have so much fun every Wednesday night here on Love Stump with your girl Cherry. I'd like us to do the same next week, Wednesday, same time, same station. And don't forget, if you have good services you'd like to advertise to our listeners, just text the number 0744 881 1570 and say that you want to speak to Cherry, and you will be speaking to me, and I'll be telling you all the packages we've got for you. We've got listeners across the globe. You're just going to be getting all your customers in one place. It's only here on Love Stump that you can get a treat like that. So I'm going to be leaving you with another lovely music. I'm going to love and leave you for tonight. I'll catch you again next week. Have a lovely rest of your week. Catch you and see you next week. Bye. It's Jerry signing out.
Go on, leave me breathless. I feel
for it then.
Let's go for it.
Uh-huh.
All right, why don't you take the first verse?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yes, I see you crying.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I feel your broken heart.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I can feel your hurting.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Still you choose to play the part.
You love that gold can.